So I said that the mind is the essential link between the intelligence, between the soul and the body. But what about the intelligence and the ego? Yes, they all are. See, the word mind is sometimes used to refer to one component within the subtle body. In the subtle body, there is the intelligence, ego, and the mind. But sometimes the mind is used as a shorthand for referring to the whole subtle body itself. So, whatever it is, the mind, even if we consider the mind as referring to one specific component within the subtle body or to the whole subtle body itself, it is either a part or the whole of the mechanism which connects with the which connects the soul with the body. So, in one sense, see, earth, water, fire, air, they are gross elements. And the difference is also gross. The earth is solid, the water is liquid. But that sort of rigid differentiation cannot be done between the mind, intelligence and ego. They are all subtle. So the primary difference in between the mind, intelligence and ego, if they are all subtle, is the difference in terms of functionality. The mind is more impulsive in its functioning. The intelligence is supposed to be more discrete, more rational, more analytical in its functioning. And the ego is basically the mode of identification. Actually, this, the whole mind, intelligence, ego, how they function, that I'll be talking in tomorrow's class. So I won't go into it right now. But essentially, yes, the mind is a part of the subtle body, which is a part of the interfacing mechanism. But either way, we do need the mind for interacting with the body. And that's why we cannot neglect the mind. We cannot entirely reject the mind, or we cannot hate the mind. We have to dovetail or use the mind.